Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Ksubas Parakei Mishnah Ches Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi b'zecher to find Ruziva Gahagun b'karav mamish. And Mishnah Ches continues talking about the chiyuv that a husband has to support his wife. So Mishnah tells us Hamashris Ishtay Adei Shlish. A person is supporting his wife through a third party. He doesn't live with her. Maybe he's always away on business, or they had this agreement that they're just not going to live together. Perhaps they realize that distance makes the heart grow fonder. But either which way, he's supporting his wife through somebody else because he's not there. So lo yivcha slam mishnei kavan chitin omer abba kavan sa'irin, he's not allowed to give her anything less than 2 kav of wheat or 4 kav of barley every single week. Now Rabbi Yossi Reis just clarifies, loy pasak la sa'irim el Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was the one that said that he's not allowed to give her less than 4 kav of barley. Why is that? That's because Rabbi Shmuel lived near Edom, and the barley in Edom was no good. Therefore, he would have to give her double the amount of barley than wheat. But if you don't live near Edom, so you don't have to give so much barley. The mission continues, v'noisim l'chatzi kav kitnis, he has to give her half of a kav of kitnios, which is like legumes or beans, v'chatzi like shemen and half a leg of oil, v'kav gregros and a kav of dried figs, a mana dvela, or a mana of pressed figs. Now, v'm ein loy, let's say he doesn't have these things, paisek lumasam, he could pledge that he's going to give something corresponding to them, peres makam acher, different types of produce or peres or fruits from somewhere else. Furthermore, it's not just food, v'noisim l'mito, he has to give her a bed, mafats, which is like a soft mat, u'machtzeles, and a hard reed mat, v'noisim l'kipa l'raisha, he has to make sure she has a head covering, v'chagar l'masneha, and a belt for her loins, he has to give her brand new shoes every single yontef. And he has to buy her brand new clothing worth 50 zuz every single year. Now the mission just clarifies, he shouldn't be buying her the new clothing during the summer and have her wear her old clothing during the winter. And that's because new clothing is much thicker and it's uncomfortable to wear thick clothing during the summer. And by that same token, if she's going to be wearing this clothing through the winter, that means it's going to be worn out already and it's not going to protect her sufficiently because it's a little bit worn out and thinner. And we want it to be nice and thick for the winter so she could be warm. Therefore, the Mishnah says, he should buy her these new clothing of 50 zuz in the winter months, and she continues wearing the worn out clothing throughout the summer, and when the clothing gets completely worn out, she gets to keep that tattered clothing and she doesn't have to give it back to him. And moving on to Mishnah Tess, we continue with this, he has to give her a ma kesef for her needs every single week, and this is basically her spending money, and she has to eat with him every Friday night. Even if they have this arrangement that they don't eat together and they don't live together during the week, he has a chiv to be with her on Shabbos, so therefore Friday night they do eat together. Now the Mishnah tells us, from a nice law ma kesef letzarka, if he doesn't give her this ma kesef of her spending money, ma'as yodah shalah, she's allowed to keep her ma'as yodahim. Now this doesn't mean that she's allowed to keep all her ma'as yodahim. She does have to give the basic ma'as yodahim to her husband. This just means the ma'aser, the extra that she makes more than the basic, that she doesn't have to give to her husband if he's not giving her spending money. So now we just clarify, so what does she have to produce for him? What's considered the minimum? And the answer is, Mishka Chamesh Shleim Shesi Behuda. If she's making shesi, which is a type of weave, and she lives in Yehuda, she has to make for him a minimum of the weight of 5 slaim. Shehin Eser Slaim Begalil, that's 10 slaim in Galil. Oy Mishkal Eser Slaim Erev Behuda. Or if she lives in Yehuda and she wants to make Erev, which is an easier type of weave, so then she has to make 10 slime worth, Shein Esim slime begalil, that's 10 slime in Galil. Now, if she's nursing their child, she does not have to make as much Ma'as Yadayim, and he adds on to her food certain things that are good for her milk production and that will be good for her while nursing. Now, the mission concludes, when was the said that we have certain minimums that he has to give her? That's Ba'ani Sheb Yisrael. We're talking about the poorest person in Klal Yisrael. He has to give her these minimal things that we mentioned. Avol mechubed, but if he's a very honorable, wealthy person, hakolafi kvaidai, everything has to do with his honor. And if he has money and prestige and he's chashuv, so he has to give her based off of that, and he's not allowed to get away with just giving her these minimal amounts that we mentioned. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.